The largest timber companies operating in Southeast Alaska want the Tongass National Forest to sell them more old-growth timber, and they're suing the federal government to get it. The Department of Justice asked the court to throw out the case in May. The Alaska Forest Association, along with two of its members, Viking Lumber and Alcan Timber, filed a lawsuit in March, alleging that the U.S. Department of Agriculture failed to fulfill a promise to supply the companies with enough timber to meet market demand. But the government filed a motion to dismiss the case, saying it didn't promise that. The case comes after President Trump issued two executive orders aimed at expanding logging in the Tongass this March, and follows decades of legal disputes over Tongass timber. Frank Garrison is the timber industry's attorney. He says that the industry has faced a 30-year decline and that Viking and Alcan are struggling.
They're on the brink of collapse.
He says the companies rely almost completely on old-growth timber offered by the Tongass National Forest. The government argues in the motion that it is only required to seek to provide enough timber to meet market demand while balancing other forest uses and ensuring their sustainability. In other words, the DOJ says the agency is not legally required to provide a specific amount of timber to companies. The DOJ also writes in the motion that the timber sale objectives in its latest management plan are aspirational goals, not binding commitments that can be challenged in court. And the plaintiffs don't point to a specific agency action or rule that has been violated. But Garrison says that the management plan gave timber companies an expectation that they would have roughly 15 years to transition business from old growth to new growth and provided estimated amounts of old growth timber that they could expect to buy.
The timber industry, including our clients, relied on the management plan, when they were figuring out how they were going to run their business for the next decade.
Garrison says the Forest Service abandoned its commitment to a slow transition when it proposed to end old-growth logging in 2021. The Forest Service has not met its annual target for timber sales in Alaska in a decade, according to a federal report published last year. Nonprofit environmental law firm Earth Justice is representing a group that seeks to intervene in the case. It includes two tribes, a boat tour company, a fishermen's association, and environmental groups. Attorney Kate Glover agrees with the DOJ that the case should be thrown out because the industry hasn't challenged a specific agency action. Instead, she says timber companies are looking for a wholesale policy change.
The timber industry plaintiffs are asking the court essentially to order the region to take a step backwards, to go back to a long-gone era of large timber sales, large clear cuts, where we make that the priority for the use of old-growth forests.
Joel Jackson is president of the Organized Village of Cake, a tribe based on Kuprinoff Island that's represented by Earth Justice. He says the forest health is vital to the health of salmon, and since heavy logging moved out, the tribe's food security has improved. Jackson does not want to see old-growth logging scale back up. Instead, he wants the old growth to be preserved for future generations to experience it as he has.
It's like walking into one of the most beautiful cathedrals you could ever walk into anywhere in the world.
The tourism industry brings in significantly more money to Southeast Alaska than the timber industry. Jackson says the two are at odds because visitors come to see one of the last protected temperate rainforests in the world, not clear-cut logging in the mountains. Maggie Rabb is the executive director of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, one of the environmental groups trying to intervene in the case. She says the timber industry's demands are out of line with what most Southeast Alaskans want for the Tongass.
They want nuanced, science-based, responsive management, and that does not look like one logging company telling the Forest Service how much they need and letting that drive decisions about how we manage our forests.
The USDA, DOJ, and Forest Service declined to comment. The timber industry must file a response to the DOJ's motion to dismiss this case by June 24. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.